Hi, welcome to Promo Insiders, an ASI media podcast that covers the issues that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Chris Ruvo for ASI, and today we're spotlighting a huge acquisition and related new partnership with major significance for the promotional products and printing industries. The deal involves the Advertising Specialty Institute, ASI, acquiring a promo-focused events and media portfolio from Printing United Alliance. Here to talk with me about that today is ASI President and CEO Tim Andrews and Printing United Alliance President Dave Laskowski. Gentlemen, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, thanks All for right. having me, Chris.
You got it. So just before we jump into these questions, I just want to give people a little more context about ASI and Printing United Alliance. ASI serves a network of 25,000 suppliers, distributors, and decorators in the $26.1 billion, that's with a B, promotional product space. The company's flagship product, the technology platform ESP, manages the industry supply and marketing chain. Printing United Alliance is a nonprofit and is the most comprehensive member-based printing and graphic arts association in North America, serving industry professionals across market segments with education and training. So with that background, let's jump into the first question. What exactly is ASI acquiring from Printing United Alliance? Can you lay that out for us?
Sure. Great. Thanks, Chris, and thanks for that intro. We are acquiring five power meetings and powerhouse meetings. These are hosted by our events where suppliers attend and really host and sponsor the distributors that attend. So there are five of those located across key markets. And that really complements, you know, the ASI portfolio of hosted buyer events we've had for quite a number of years. Also included is the in print and media, the print and promo marketing magazine, daily newsletter, media website, and a product search tool. All of those things really helping ASI distributors and suppliers and decorators really expand the toolkit they have in resources and technology across all of promo.
All right, very, very good. That lays it out. There's a lot in play there. So, Dave, just anything to add to that?
Just the printed magazine. I'm a print guy, so the print magazine of print and promo marketing came along with that, and we have spent a long time managing that brand. We love that brand. There is so much overlap between the print and promo space. However, for us, in terms of a home for the brand where ASI is solely focused on this space, where we could leverage our complementary services, it just makes a whole heck of a lot of sense to have ASI take this over and give them a home.
All right, that's interesting. It's a nice segue too into my second question, which is why do this deal? Why does it make sense for both organizations? And Dave, maybe do you want to start on that one?
Sure. So Tim and I kind of started talking a little bit towards the end of last year, actually the middle of last year. And, it's undeniable that a big section of our members and even non-members in the printing industry have been entering the promotional product space. Many of them are already in there or exploring it. And really, from our standpoint, we wanted to find a partner to help us on the training, the education, really the awareness. There is such a lack of awareness, on the printing side of what this whole industry actually is, how to get into it, how to understand, pricing codes and suppliers and distributors. The supply chain is a little bit daunting for a lot of printers. And it wasn't something that I thought that we could really do on our own. So we were looking for a partner to kind of help us from a content and awareness and education perspective, help our members understand and navigate this as they're exploring this as an option. The only sticking point in talking with Tim early on was that we kind of competed in this little area on the powerhouse and the media side. So it just this acquisition not only was great for ASI, but it also kind of paved the way for us to do this, where now we're completely complementary and there's no competition.
Interesting perspective. Tim, from an ASI perspective, obviously is the acquiring company. Why pursue this deal?
I think there's really a lot of reasons, and Dave touched on some of them. One of them is that about 40% of promotional products distributors in the ASI network already are reselling print. And they're doing decoration. And so that was really compelling. We said, gosh, This is an opportunity to be able to partner with the largest nonprofit association in this space and be able to offer education and all sorts of information to those existing ASI members that are already doing decorating, or they're looking at decorating, or they're reselling print. And so that's about 40% of our population. So that's an incredible opportunity. And we think it's really going to help those distributors, you know, fuel expansion, growth opportunities for themselves. And it's really important for suppliers too. Obviously, suppliers are decorating millions upon millions of products every sure. single year. Right. And Printing United really specializes in their trade show and in all the things they do of helping people understand how to very efficiently decorate. And so that's an opportunity for suppliers to be able to be invited to their trade show and participate, and for us to provide education, not only to Dave's audiences, but for him to be able to provide education to our audiences.
All right.
Good stuff there. So let's unpack some of that a little bit more, because it's not just, as you both allude to, this is not just ASI's buying something from Printing United Alliance. This is an acquisition, but it's also the start of a new partnership. So can we, you've already alluded to some of it, but can we unpack maybe more of what that partnership looks like? And Tim, do you want to take the lead on that one?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, effectively, the Alliance is now our exclusive strategic partner in the print and decoration world, and ASI is their exclusive partner, strategic partner in the promo world. The industries are coming together. You know, this is a really, the confluence of these industries is really significant. If you were looking 20 years ago, you know, very few people that were selling promotional products had come from the print world or had come from the screen printing world. But now a very significant number of them have and are really crossing over. And there's like really a confluence in all these segments. So, you know, that's really part of it. It's that shared sort of long-term commitment to making this partnership really add value to the clients of both ASI and the Alliance.
All right, Dave, just interested in your take. I imagine there's a lot of similarities there, but just from your perspective, how does this work as a partnership?
Yeah, I think Tim touched on it earlier. I mean, for us, as we kind of started looking at the membership crossover, and then also where we didn't have members, being able to tap into the ASI supplier members and even some of those distributors that are now getting into to short run and personalization from a decoration perspective. You know, our association focuses solely on putting ink on substrates. You know, most people think of printing and they think ink on paper. It is well beyond that. And a big part of that is the promotional product space. So being able to help, you know, decorators and suppliers and distributors that may want to decorate, whether that's a tumbler, whether that's a piece of apparel, really source smart technology, being able to talk to the vendors about what's out there, of how they can more effectively decorate, efficiently decorate, more sustainably decorate. That's what we do as an association. So I think being able to help, you know, bring them into the fold, give them a voice in our community is huge. And we're really looking forward to that.
I think also that event you have, you know, Printing United Expo is really an important place for distributors to attend. And we'll be inviting, you know, the ASI distributors to attend that. It's in the fall in Las Vegas, and also our suppliers. And it's not necessarily the people that are the suppliers that are at our trade shows, the ASI trade shows. These are people that are making decisions about the equipment and the services and the different kinds of technologies used to really dramatically, you know, use to decorate product. And so we're really excited about being able to educate everybody on all of those things.
Great point there. Everything you both said ties into this next question, but I'll ask it anyway, because you never know, we might unpack some things we haven't touched on. So Tim, we'll maybe start with you on this one. From an ASI member's perspective, what are some of the additional benefits that they can expect as a result of this acquisition and the related partnership?
Great. Well, first of all, at our large ASI trade shows in Chicago, beginning in Chicago actually this year, also Orlando and Fort Worth, the Alliance is going to provide education to distributors and suppliers about print distribution, decorating techniques for apparel, hard goods, ways to manage print and decoration businesses. Really a valuable aspect of what we'll be offering at our shows and for all of our distributors and suppliers to take advantage of. This will also mean that we'll be, you know, at their show and doing that kind of similar education, not only for people that are already participating in the promotional products industry, but also people that are looking at it and thinking about it. And there's a lot of crossover that's occurring. I've had some very large distributors already reach out to me saying they're really excited about the opportunity to learn more about decorating techniques because they're thinking about doing it themselves, or because they really want to better understand what they can do to leverage what suppliers already can do today in the promo space, but they just don't understand all the techniques and how they work. And of course, on the show floor in Vegas, they'll be able to see that actually happening.
Okay. I'll editorialize here for just half a second if I could. And that's, I mean, in a world where everybody wants to be, if you have that client relationship already and you're providing one service for them and there's this adjacent service and solution you can provide, if it's a little bit of education and new partnerships to enable you to do that, why wouldn't you take that step? And it seems like more firms are interested in doing that. Is that, it sounds like that's something you both are seeing.
Yeah, I mean, we're
Absolutely.
definitely seeing on our end, and that's what I was going to say in terms of there are so many ways that I think this partnership can help both segments of the market. And it's not just necessarily printers, whether you're, a commercial printer that does direct mail and catalogs or a wide format printer or an apparel decorator. There's multiple ways to get into this. They don't necessarily have to become a distributor. We have a number of members that have formed phenomenal partnerships with distributors, right? So that where, they don't necessarily want to open up their own distributorship and begin, selling, at becoming a one-stop shop, but they realize because so many distributors are selling print, it's very symbiotic and it's going both ways. So it's, rather than kind of doing this, they will partner with a distributor, and some of those have gone really well. Some of them have led to M&A opportunities where, if I'm a small to medium distributorship, maybe I have, 3, 5, 7 years left. I don't have an exit plan or a succession plan. Working with a commercial printer or a wide format printer, to offer this as a one-stop shop. I mean, if you think about these programs, a lot of times, whether it's a logo or a piece of art, it's going on, so many different things, but it's being farmed out to 3 or 5 different places. And I think that the more we can help the customer become a single source, the better. So, I do think that there's so many opportunities. It's not a one size fits all here as to, hey, I'm a commercial printer. The first thing they think about as a printer is I need to manufacture, right? I put ink on things. So I think education there around, no, you don't.
No,
This
you don't.
actually, it's probably the thing that the thing I would suggest that you do the last
Yeah.
is to actually
Right.
invest in equipment, invest in and blank goods. But that's again that on giving them that education around this is how the market works. But I think to your point earlier, Chris, it is really about helping the customer and really understanding, okay, Mr. Customer, you have this piece of art. Can you tell me about all the thing, all the end, where's, all the things this was going to be printed? Having whether it's a commercial printer and a distributor come together or be that one-stop shop solves a lot of problems for the customer. And I think that is really what this partnership is going to help bring to light.
Yeah,
I think
and
that's a
keeps.
great point. If I could just add
Yeah.
one quick thing.
Sure, of
I think
course,
that
yeah.
networking piece is really important because I think that as we have, people attending all of our shows and different shows, I think that networking is really key because it's education, but it's also getting to know people, getting to understand, and being able to create those kind of partnerships that really matter across the group. And that's really an important part of this, as Dave said.
Yeah, fantastic point. And I think, and just maybe the broadest point possible is that it keeps both industries relevant in changing times and gives them both more chance to grow collectively. So you have to like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Kristen, if I could add one more thing, and Tim mentioned it earlier, we did hear from a number of distributors that came to the show last year, and it was kind of an aspect that, not that I overlooked it, it just wasn't really top of mind to me, and just because they're not generally buyers of equipment, and we are an equipment show. It's 1.2 million square feet, and we really push equipment on the floor. What I kind of missed was that the distributors walking around the show floor that I talked to was, hey, we're looking to see all the new technology that's out there that then I can go find a printer that has that and be able to sell it. So even though they're not necessarily buying the equipment, they're driving demand and they're driving business to the equipment supplier's end user, which is a huge benefit to both our equipment manufacturer members and our printer members. And I think to Tim's point, we can do more of that by bringing distributors on the show floor.
Wow. All right. Very, very interesting. I would not have thought that, but that's very cool to learn. And so I want to take, if I can, for a second, to kind of focus the lens a little internally, if we can. I'm just curious how the deal came about. You had alluded to it a bit before, but is there any kind of behind the scenes insights you can give? Like, did you guys bump into each other in Center City, Philadelphia, or something? Like, how did this happen? Like, Tim, maybe you could tell us.
Well, I would say Matt Barnes, who has been at ASI for more than 10 years, used to work with Dave at the predecessor company called NAPCO. And so they had a longstanding, you know, friendship and relationship. And a few months ago, I said to Matt, gosh, I need to meet Dave and really see what we could do together. And so we had a lunch that sort of kicked off the whole conversation. And as Dave said, you know, we talked about it as something we can do together before. And it was just clear that as long as these assets were still at Printing United, it was a bit more difficult. And so it just sort of evolved from there. Dave might have a different viewpoint, but.
No, I recall that our first conversation pretty vividly. And it was there were so many great things that we could do together. It was kind of, all right, well, there's this kind of pink elephant in the room that we haven't really talked about yet. And that is where we kind of overlap. And it was refreshing to talk to Tim and to Matt, that they saw the market landscape the same way we did. And it really is about helping, you know, both of our memberships to grow and prosper and flourish. And when you keep your membership in mind first, you can kind of get through all the stuff on the back end. And so that's kind of where we started. And quite frankly, the conversations got more and more invigorating and energizing as we got down the path here of all of the things that we could be doing together. So it was a great time to have that conversation, and glad we got it across the finish line.
Me too. And for us, I think, you know, when we did a lot of analysis internally, I think, you know, the realization that in fact about 45% or so of our existing ASI distributors are already in the industries that are served by Printing United. And so bringing that together from an education perspective, from the trade show perspective, from the product perspective, just made it complete sense to be able to do that.
Yep.
Very interesting. All right. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate you guys giving us a little peek behind the curtain there. Dave, I had a question for you because a lot of the audience in this podcast is kind of promo first focused.
Sure.
So can you just give us a little sense of the size and the service offerings of the modern print market? You alluded to some of it before, but it's broad.
it's extremely broad and it's segmented. So even the Bureau of Labor Statistics does not do a great job of adequately describing who we are, which is actually one of the things that we're working on the government affairs side, is to actually get the BLS to change how they code the printing industry. Most people think about print and they think, you know, unfortunately, newspapers, magazines, catalogs, you know, kind of, but that is only one small segment. And that's what I'll kind of call the commercial printing segment. Direct mail, brochures, you know, marketing collateral, those things. That side alone is about $87 billion just in the U.S. And then you put on other segments like signage and floor graphics, kind of that wide format side, apparel printing, screen printing, direct to garment, direct to fabric. And then the biggest and fastest growing is actually the packaging space. So you go into the supermarket, whether it's a flexible package, a folding carton, labels is a huge segment. So when you tally all that up, and even our chief economist hasn't been able to put like a complete number on this yet in the U.S., but it is well in excess of $125 billion annually.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of opportunity out there, isn't it?
it's a lot of logos on different things that could extend onto the promotional product side. Yes, absolutely.
Ah, very interesting. Thank you for that perspective. I'm going to pull the lens back a little bit here now and just kind of ask you both, how do you see the print and promo markets performing this year and then evolving over the next decade or so? And I know that those are a big question, and you know, if we had a crystal ball, it's tough, but you know, no one's going to hold you to it. We're just curious as leaders in the industry, what your perspectives are. And Tim, do you want to take this one first?
Sure. I think this year the performance is going to be pretty steady. I think, you know, our first quarter, our research showed that the industry was off about a percentage point in promo. I think it's going to be fairly flat for the rest of the year. I think the economy is strong, but I think the economy is not necessarily growing robustly in our spaces. But I think if you look further out, as you're sort of talking about, really, I think it's a huge opportunity for growth, because if we've got all of these different spaces that we're talking about, you know, whether it's screen printing or decorating product in whatever way. It's the equipment piece of this, it's the promotional products piece of this, all coming together in one confluence. And so if you look out 10 years, I think there are going to be more and more people that are selling all the products and services we're talking about. I mean, even today, our research shows that about 60% of the revenue for distributors comes from promotional products. The rest, the other 40%, is from not selling promotional products. It's building websites, providing print, providing other kinds of services to people. I think that's going to continue to sort of grow and be an important part of that additional revenue for distributors. And so I think as you look out, these are industries that are going to come closer and closer together. And that confluence is going to be very clear to people, I think. And that's really why we did the deal. We wanted to help all of our members to be able to grow their business, to be able to look at new opportunities, be able to grow revenue in the next decade and two decades, and not be so siloed that they aren't really looking at all the opportunities that are out there. So I'm really excited about what this deal brings to the table in terms of our customers and our joint customers looking at how do they grow their business and how do they really thrive in the next 10 or 20 years.
Got it. All right. And how about you, Dave?
Yeah, I think for us on the printing side, I mean, obviously it's an election year, which is always great for printers, right? Direct mail, yard signs, you know, you
and
can't
promo,
go anywhere.
And promo, Dave.
And promo, right? So our state of the industry report, based on the survey work that we've done, we're shooting for about a 4% growth over last year, and last year we were pretty flat. So I think a lot of that is specific to the election cycle, but every segment is a little bit different. Obviously, between packaging and apparel and commercial. Over the long haul, I mean, I think we're going to still see a little bit of M&A on the printing side. The technology is just, we used to be, there was specific technology that would print, whether it was a folding carton or a piece of direct mail or something. The technology now, especially with digital, which has obviously been very big in the promotional space as well, it's kind of democratized everything. So I think, printers can print on more things with a single device than they ever could before. So I do see consolidation and M&A activity still happening. But I think print is going to be different. For example, like at our expo, well, we used to have people would come in and say, yeah, I want to go see an offset press, or I want to see a sheet fed, a cut sheet inkjet press. We're not hearing that as much. Now it's, I need to know, can you show me where I something that prints on metal or prints on wood or ceramic tile? 2 years ago, a couple of years ago at the expo, we had an inkjet printer that was printing on cinder blocks. So printing and the technology of printing is evolving where, I think that the overall growth of the industry is going to continue, but I think it's going to change from an ink on paper growth to an ink on something else, which again, I think, extends into that promotional product space very, very well, because we can basically print on just about anything right now.
All right, very, very interesting and realistic and positive perspectives, I think, on both the industries and how they're going to evolve. I'll just ask you now, Dave, we'll start with you. Just any final thoughts, anything you want people to walk away from this podcast, making sure they kind of hold on to?
Yeah, well, I think this is something that was long overdue. I think that, Tim mentioned Matt and I started talking about this 15 years ago when he was still at NAPCO. And as we saw, I remember the first time I ever walked into a promotional product supplier, because I was running our printing brands at the time. I said, holy cow, they're all printers. I mean, they're just throwing ink on everything, but it's just umbrellas and stress balls and all these other things. But the technology was primarily the same. They were just using it differently. So I'm super excited about, not only working together and what we've announced, but maybe some things that we'll be, announcing in the future as a part of this as well, that I think, again, is really just going to help both memberships tremendously. And it was great to kind of meet Tim through all this and really excited to work with him and then everybody over at ASI. Really looking forward to it.
All right, great stuff. And Tim, final word, takeaways for folks.
Yeah. I would say equally excited. I think there's a lot we can do. I think we came from the very first meeting saying, what can we do to help our customers and our clients and our members grow? And I think as long as we stay focused on that, it's going to be a great outcome for everybody. Because if they are successful, then we will all be successful. And that's really what's important. I think also looking at, the future, this is a long-term agreement. I think we've got lots of other ideas we didn't explore yet. This is sort of stage one. So stay tuned.
All right, great. Well, Tim, Dave, thank you both so much for joining me today. This has been very interesting. Thank you for taking us inside this deal and what it means for the industry.
Excellent. Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you very much, Chris.